Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
844 on The Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Our phone numbers, if you want to join us, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have the 6 and 9. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll have another opportunity for you to win $1,000.
How's everybody doing with their 6 and 9?
I'm pretty good. I have one left that I'm kind of tooling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea. I have the premise, but I got to kind of dial it in, right?
I need one, two. Yeah, I need two, and then, yeah, I'm going to change one, I think. But
yeah, I like to make it perfect. We were talking about the Spanish. You weren't in here. I don't know what you were doing. You were in there trying to mix my wife, I think.
I was throwing out your trash.
We were over here, and we were saying we think that we should give Joe the one, let him pick the one that he wants, right? Like, give him the six, and then let him pick the one that he wants to do.
Okay, we last time we talked about this, we said we would just give him one random one, so that way he wouldn't have any idea. He has to go into it blind.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think that he could do it, like, before that. Like, if we gave it to him, when Galvin gives them all to us, he should get them too, and he could pick one and just write the one.
That's what you want to do.
He has to have it done before he comes in here. I don't know. What you're
do it next
about.
Week.
We're
then,
talking
yeah.
about it. We're talking about
do
it.
Do that next week.
Okay. I feel like this is approved.
Okay.
I feel like it's too much time. You know, we get that much time because we have to write six jokes. You know what I mean? He just has one that he has to worry about.
Old. He's an old man.
Yeah, I'm an old man. What do you want from me?
What does that have to do with anything?
It has a lot to do with it.
People don't respect their own father.
He could try and punch up everyone else's joke.
I could.
Yeah, or he could jump on, you know, some of the stuff that we're doing.
Joe, yeah. No, he's got to be done before we come in.
Yeah.
He's got to be
written
before he got here.
I got
you. Yeah, he's not piggybacking off of us.
No, okay. No.
I like that. As long as it has, yeah, he has to be done, though.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
Oh.
I can only assume that Jon Bon Jovi's calling.
Not Jon Bon Jovi. Only second best to Jon Bon Jovi. Robert Kelly.
Oh, I'm not interested in talking to him.
Get it.
Ooh, what's up, guys? Am I on?
Yeah, you are. Mike has no interest in talking to you, so we figured we'd say hi to you and see what's
Why?
Happening. I guess there's some
what's
controversy
wrong?
About camping and hiking and whatnot.
I think you know.
Oh, his camp, his eagle thing, his survival sash that he got when he was a little chubby Italian kid at Camp Saputo. What was it called?
Well, if you
that
ever,
sounds right.
If you ever bother to look at the Caltan Kelly Instagram, at Caltan Kelly, you can find that there's pictures of Camp Spesmundi on there. And
Spesmundi!
So I told Bobby that I went to Camp Spesmundi for 9 weeks of my life, and he didn't even believe it existed. I had to call my mother and make my mother tell him. But then I went and found last night not one, not two, but three Camp Spesmundi pictures from the Adirondack Mountains in Hopeful, New York.
Okay, first of all, every listener that knows and loves you, everybody in the studio, everybody who's involved with you knows you're a ninth degree black belt liar. Okay, you're amazing. It's super. All right, exactly. There you go. Listen, I'm looking at it right now. What is it? Hope is Camp Spesmundi, Hope Falls. It sounds like that's what the Indians said when they saw the little Italian boy. I hope falls.
Listen, wise ass.
Not only did, chubby Italian boy in canoe, I hope, falls in water.
Not only did I find Camp's Best Monday pictures, but I found a picture of me at Camp's Best Monday.
Mm.
How do you like that?
On the rock?
I'm not on the rock.
On the rock?
No, that was not me on the rock. There was one time this guy, Carlo, brought a helicopter. He made a helicopter land there, like an army helicopter, so we could all see it. And I'm in the group shot with the helicopter.
Are you sure you weren't in some like drug smuggling thing down in Colombia camp?
No, I'm not 100% sure.
Carlo
flew
a helicopter in.
Carlo didn't fly the helicopter. A military guy flew it in to show us what was happening.
Spanish googled Camp Spesmundi.
Camp Spesmundi. I don't know why it's so difficult.
Camp Spesmundi Hope Falls, and the second story to come up is child sex abuse survivor says Catholic Church is hush money, and then it goes on to.
Yeah, say, I'm not gonna say that there wasn't sexual abuse there.
Wow.
I'm just
okay.
Say I went there.
Woza.
And
survived.
That's why they call it Hope Falls, because any hope of not getting molested falls as soon as you get there.
God, dude.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome.
I was trying to get that Hope Falls joke to work twice. And finally figured it out, dude. Listen, was it Kenneth O'Connor snuck? Poor kid broke his rib, and he said, "You sleep here tonight," and then he snuck in. He snuck into his bed, and then the next day the priest left. Well, it's just so mean, dude. Mm. Start a relationship and just take off like that.
Yeah.
But Mike, listen. This is the problem I have with you. I have no problem with you doing a sleepaway camp. First of all, can I just say this, guys? I found out from his brother that they had to come pick him up because the little camper was scared. So mommy and the family had to go back up to Spesmundi to go pick up little Michael because he was scared of the camp and didn't want to stay.
Okay.
So
let me explain to you. First of all, I just said I was in seventh grade the first year I went. I was 12 years old, and I went to this camp that is 5 hours away from my house in the Adirondack Mountains. And at 12 years old, before we went to sleep that night, they showed us the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And as we were watching the movie, they had built a door on the mess hall, and they came crashing through it with a chainsaw in the middle of the movie.
Nope.
I was scarred for life. And then when it was over, they were like, "Ha, big joke, now go sleep in the woods where you're leaning to is." And Bobby, look at your phone. I just text you a picture of the guy with the chainsaw from that night.
Yeah, he looks like the guy in Grease too. He's gorgeous.
But he was wearing
a
mask.
Why would you think he would hurt you?
He was wearing a mask. You know what? You're not as good a friend as I thought you were.
Did all the other kids leave? Did all the other kids leave too?
So a lot of them cried.
But did they have their moms come up and their families come up the next day to take them out of Camp Spesmundi?
I don't know that I necessarily wanted to go home. I called my mother crying. She got nervous and she drove up there to see what was going on. I didn't.
6 hours.
Yeah, I didn't leave.
Hours.
I stayed there.
Listen, I understand that you went to camp, but you're the thing that I don't agree with is that you are some survivalist. You said you had badges and all kinds of survival things.
Yep.
You can't even take a joke while watching a movie. And you expect me?
I was 12 years old. I was 12 years old.
You pooped your pants. That's how you didn't get molested. You kept pooping your pants.
Nobody wants to molest a kid that's got poopy in his pants.
That's true. Yeah.
That's too much work.
Thankfully, there was a kid who pooped.
Yeah, they didn't have baby wipes back then. Priests didn't have baby wipes back then.
They didn't even have toilets. They had whatever.
Like what?
I'm a camper. And like I'm a survival guy.
You're not a survivalist.
I think.
I guarantee if we found your Camp Spesmundi little sash with all your badges on it, there'd be mustard stains and ketchup stains on it. There'd be beef stew stains. There's no way. You have a full sash of patches. I guarantee you've got three of them, and then you quit.
There's no way that I would miss a drop of beef stew. I'm just letting you know that right now. I was a wilderness survival merit badge recipient. I don't know what you're laughing at.
37 years ago. Bobby, I was saying earlier that Mike is not known for hiking and camping. Like, I've seen on your Instagram and your social media that you go. When was the last time you went hiking or camping?
The last time I went hiking camping was last summer. I went out with Jess Max. I went out.
You usually track what? A few miles into the woods, and what kind of elevation and stuff are you doing?
Well, it depends. If I'm doing bushcraft party boys,
yeah.
The last time we went up, we went to Veroni Kills Fall, so it's a pretty vertical hike. It's an hour and 20-minute vertical hike up. It's pretty rough. It's not that bad. Going down is easy, but and then you're in the middle of nowhere though. It's called primitive camping. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get water from a stream. You have to poop in the woods. You have to hang a bear bag. You have to get wood from fell trees and all that stuff. So there's nobody around.
What do you think Mike is not going to be able to do? The actual physical hiking and doing that stuff, or being able to be out there without a phone and by himself and animals?
That to me is going to be harder than anything else.
I challenge Mike to go into the Amazon jungle of his backyard 20 feet for a night, and I don't think he'd be able to do it. I don't think, with all his camping equipment that's still in a box with tape on it, by the way, all his gear, all the stuff he has, he has everything in that garage. Take some of that stuff, cut it out of the box, open it up, read some of the directions, go in your backyard 20 feet. I guarantee he wouldn't last a night.
Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous. First of all, Galvin, please tell him what we found out about Monkey Mountain today.
Yeah, Monkey Mountain. So that's why I was asking about the elevation. The elevation of Monkey Mountain is over 6,000 feet.
6,000 feet in Japan.
You didn't do all 6,000?
I absolutely did. I was at the top of the top.
Oh, my God. There's no way.
I have pictures of me.
There's no way. There's no way. There's no way that you walked up 6,000 feet. There's no way.
Okay. Well, guess what, stupid? I did.
Oh.
What? Why are you gonna get? Why are we gonna be stupid? Why are you gonna bring my defects into this?
Because I did it. I went up Monkey Mountain. I have pictures of me at the top of Monkey Mountain. Dude, I fed the monkeys.
Monkey Mountain with? Is that where they have certain ice cream bars, Monkey Mountain ice cream bars at the top of the hill?
Everything's a joke.
There's no way.
Everything's a joke.
There's no way you climbed 6,000 feet, Mike.
Nobody believes
this.
My brother was there.
He's driving to work going, Mike is lying. 6,000 feet. Are you crazy?
Yesterday.
Does anybody in that room believes?
Oh, I believe
yesterday
it.
On our podcast, he asked my mother if I can hike a mountain. And my mother's like, I don't know. And she's like, well, when we went to Europe, when we went to Italy, he climbed all those stairs. We went up a tower that was like, you know, a half hour worth of stairs, and I went through the whole thing.
Let me just ask you this, though. Did you wear your prescription shoes when you did it or no?
No, I did not. I was wearing regular sneakers. Okay. Thank you. And then...
I'm not saying... Okay.
I walked through
First of all, your mother. I know where it all comes from, guys. Your mother. I know where it all comes from. Because his mother was like, do you think he could do this? She's like, I don't think. You know what? Michael can do whatever he wants to do. Whatever he puts his little mind to, he can do. So I know where his little attitude comes from, by the way.
We have another. Real quick, sorry. We have another guest who may either help Mike or help Bobby. I'm not sure. Please welcome this? Mike's brother, John, to the show.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, day two, you'd be dead. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, day two, you'd be dead, he said.
He'd be dead. I mean, it's as simple as that. We vacation all the time, and every time we're on vacation, the next morning after the flight, hey, I think I'm coughing up blood.
The first class fight with a bed?
Yeah.
First class flight.
Yeah.
I think I got a blood clot.
I think those macadamia nuts got caught in my throat.
Yeah.
Okay, while you guys are making your make-em ups, John, did I or did I not fully complete the climb to the top of Monkey Mountain?
Oh, listen, it was a high mountain.
It's a yes or no. It's a yes or no. Did I go from the bottom of the mountain?
Yes or no, because you didn't climb it. It's not a yes or no, because you didn't climb it.
I walked up there.
You got to the top.
But I didn't fly.
You sauntered up there. I mean, we had a full recovery up there waiting for you to get up there. I mean, it was...
Yeah, dude, anybody can walk up a mountain if you give them a month.
I was about 15 minutes behind the rest of the group, and I walked up Monkey Mountain.
15 minutes. Dude, you were 15 minutes. You were 15 minutes behind us everywhere we went in Tennessee. If we went to an outlet store, you were 15 minutes behind us. Never mind the Monkey Mountain.
I'm not in a hurry. I like to stop and enjoy things. You guys rush through everything. On Monkey Mountain, I was 15 minutes behind everybody else. I also did a Facebook Live as I was going up there, an Instagram Live, one of those things, as I was going up the mountain. And then when I started at the same place everybody else did, and I ended up at the same place everybody else did, which we found out through the power of Google is 6,000 feet up Monkey Mountain.
3,000.
You
doubled it.
No. Exactly. We looked it up.
Oh wait, maybe it was 3,000.
Okay, well, Galvin looked it up.
600 and some meters. So yeah, I think 3,000.
Okay, 3,000. I'm sorry, 3,000 feet.
Yeah, dude, 6,000 feet. You're nuts. There's no way you're doing it.
But you said I didn't go to the top of Monkey Mountain, and I did.
When you said it was 6,000 feet, I said you didn't go. There's no way you walked up 6,000 feet. It's just not happening. That would take years.
Years.
You would have to build shelters on the way up to stay.
I got to be honest with you.
I'm just sorry.
I hate you both. I hate my brother and my number one best friend.
Don't hate us.
Some kind of, like,
we're the only ones.
If this was some kind of like a journey that you guys were all on and some kind of wilderness journey, you would have been lost. You'd be 2 days behind everybody else. I mean, you would not be part of the pack within the first couple hours, and you'd get eaten by something. Right. I mean, that's how far behind you were on the.
No, he would, John. He would not get eaten by something. He would eat whatever attacked him.
I
the movie 127 Hours was written about Mike at the Outlet Mall.
Listen, the bigger issue is no internet and Starbucks. That's gonna immediately start affecting your vote.
Challenge.
Yeah, you're the only guy I know would be in a plane crash at the top of a mountain, and you'll be the only one with Starbucks the next day somehow.
I'll find it. If there's one there, I will find it. Listen,
we don't have food. I have a latte. If anybody wants a sip of my latte, I walk down the mountain. I mean, listen, dude. I know you have it in you. I'm not going to say you don't have it in you. But right now, if we were to go hiking, if we were to go into the woods, you would turn back at some point and go, "Hey, buddy, I'm going to go back to the car. I gotta go play this Pokemon thing. There's a Pokemon back at the car."
No retreat, no surrender. There's no way in the world that I would quit. I'm not a quitter.
Listen, you're not a quitter, but we don't. I mean, you're just not a hiker either.
No, I'm not a hiker. Like, if you ask me if I want to go hiking this weekend, I'm going to say no. But if you tell me, hey, we're doing this thing, where we're going camping, and we have to hike up this mountain, I'm going. Yeah. Do you know that I went cave tubing in Belize, and I had to walk 5 miles through the jungle of Belize? I don't know what you're laughing. I don't know what you're laughing at. What are you laughing at?
5 miles. You not listen. There's no way you walk 5 miles through the jungle of Belize. There's no way.
He walked 500 feet in the catacombs in Paris and almost died.
Because I was getting claustrophobic, not because I couldn't walk. It was closing in on me as I got deeper into it.
So you want us to believe that you went to caves in Belize? You went to a cave in Belize? Are you out of your mind?
I walked through the jungles of Belize while carrying my tube. And then when I finally got to the starting point,
carrying my tube. Because that's what they do whenever they have, like, inner tube stuff, whatever. They make you walk through a jungle.
I'm sure
there wasn't a path that was totally cut.
Somebody look it up.
I remember I was there with you.
A jungle where there's a path cut because thousands and thousands of people have paid to do it on vacation. Little kids are there with their inner tubes.
Yeah. Just know that Mike, his tell is when he starts singing. That's when he's lying. I can't wait.
I've done it all. And yet, I still am being doubted.
Tube in one hand, machete in the other, as you're hacking through the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You got a little guy with you leading you with a blowgun. Dude. Yeah. No, you didn't walk through the jungles of Belize. There's no way.
Did you go?
The insurance.
I went cave tubing.
On you walking through the jungle would be crazy.
Hold on. Did you go to cave tubing in Belize?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Can you explain it to me? I won't say a word. Explain it to Bobby Kelly what we did.
We took a very shoddy bus, and that had all of our tubes. Or I don't think they had our tubes. We took a bus somewhere, and then where we ended up, they had our tubes ready for us. But it was a walk from where the bus dropped you off to where you get your tubes. And then once you get the tubes, it's delightful.
Where do we walk?
It was through the jungle. It was through jungle. And
how did we get to the water? Did we not have to rappel down on a rope to get into the water?
That I don't remember. That could be a different time that you were.
You had to.
We all had to. You had to back down. You had to throw your tube in, grab the rope, and rappel down.
I have this.
Look, he's showing it on video. Yeah. We have it on Bone TV right now.
Yeah.
Going down a stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was how did we get there?
We got through the path. We had to rappel. Did they give you machetes with your inner tube? And you had to chop through?
Well.
Yeah, there was like 15 Spanish guys lowering you down like Louis Vuitton luggage onto a boat.
So let me ask you a question. If you walk through the jungle and there's a path through the jungle, that takes away from walking through the jungle.
Yes.
Buddy, listen, there's a path there's a path in Aruba. I mean, your backyard has a path. It's all jungle, dude. I don't know what you want me to tell you. You didn't go through the jungle like the Anaconda movie looking for prized possessions. You're saying
you walked through the jungle to get on the inner tube and doing stuff is like you saying you walked through the desert to get to the bar when you were on the beach. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like you went through sand on a beach bar. You didn't go through the desert.
That's sand. That's not a jungle. I walked through the Spanish. Did we walk through a jungle?
We did walk through a jungle.
Yes,
and
technically it's a jungle, but there's a nice big pathway. It's a tourist area.
You could still get attacked by the wildlife.
Thank you, Spanish.
It was not a sidewalk.
Thank you. They were there.
You didn't discover the cave.
you don't know. It was very
dark.
There
were bats and giant spiders in the cave.
Giant spiders,
They were terrifying.
There's
giant spiders in his backyard. Have you seen his backyard, Spanish?
Have you been there past 12 at night?
Yeah, I will say one of the times that I was out there early in the morning, I was startled by a group of deer that were staring at me.
Yeah,
it was very scary.
Hear what it sounds like at night.
I don't want to.
Yeah, he lives at Busch Gardens. Terrible. Listen, you do me a favor. We can solve all this. All you have to do is go out into the jungle of your backyard, walk 25 feet, which you can handle because you've done 6,000 in Monkey Mountain in Japan, and you've done so much. You've lived outside at Camp Samunda with the molesters. You've done the jungles of Belize on a fun inner tube ride. Because those are dangerous. When you have to take a tube down a river, it's so dangerous.
The river's name is actually Lazy.
Left Eye Lopez died there. That's all I'm saying. Lisa Left Eye died in Belize. Yeah, exactly.
How dare you?
Yeah, she could die in a car accident, you nut.
Going up the same mountain we did.
Because she couldn't see right.
Yeah. I liked it. I don't care if anybody knows. I liked it.
Thank you.
Listen, you just... 25 feet out in your backyard. You wouldn't make it 10 minutes with that noise. 10 minutes.
All right. Well, I'm sleeping there tonight.
Okay? You wouldn't make it 10 minutes.
I'm sleeping there tonight. You're going to owe me an apology tomorrow.
Yeah. You videotape you sleeping outside tonight in the backyard of your jungle with all that crazy stuff. I will never doubt you again. Okay?
All right.
But you go open up some of your gear that's never been opened, dust it off, because it probably has like the year 1985 on the side of the box. Okay, get your sash, your little sash, throw it in the washing machine, wash the stains off, put it around your neck because it doesn't fit around you anymore, and go do it. And I'll never doubt you again.
I'm here right now.
Of course you are. Listen to that. What is that? Nobody knows what that bird is. It's not even a bird. It's probably a whistling snake.
All right. Well, listen.
Yeah, what was that? What is this? What is going on in your backyard? You don't even care.
That's a wild cucamonga bird.
It's the only... You guys all have to fence in your backyard so you don't die while you're in your pool.
Okay, well, look, I can't believe this backfired on me. I was calling to tell you that I climbed Monkey Mountain, and I've got verification of it. Galvin looked up the altitude. My brother backed me up on the climb, and yet you still find a way to crap on me and insist on me being in my backyard. It's more dangerous.
Oh my God. First of all, nobody crapped on you. You crapped on yourself at Camp Samunda, and it saved your life.
I crapped in a box yesterday.
It saved your life. It saved your childhood and your innocence. By pooping your little pants when the guy came through the door with a fake chainsaw. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Maybe that's why all the noise doesn't scare you in your backyard, because of that incident when you were a kid.
It was a real chainsaw.
But listen, buddy, it was a real chainsaw, okay? Listen, you know what, buddy? I say me and you will go camping. How's that? We'll go camping.
No,
and we'll see what you can do. You want to do that? You want to do a challenge?
I'm doing my own
challenge.
I'm doing my own.
Do a challenge?
I'm doing my own camp now. Radio camp.
Oh, it sounds sad. Well, you're going to do what?
I'm doing radio camp.
Radio?
Mm-hmm.
What's radio camp?
Me, Spanish, Gio, Joe,
yeah.
Orlando.
Yeah. That's right.
Just a bunch of radio guys come in.
Go to lunch? Go to lunch right after the show and see if they need the most tacos?
Oh, I want in.
Yeah, Carmen's in.
It's us radio guys and some Hooters girls with wings.
Yeah.
We're going to camp in the Hooters parking lot.
Oh. Camp Spez Hooters.
What?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds a lot like my backyard. All right, Bob, thanks.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you.
What time are we going today?
That was John.
11.
Deal. Bye. Wow, that backfired.
Oh, man, I wanted to tell him that I was going to go third.
Fourth.
Second.
For last.
When we come back from break, 6 and 9.
Oh, no.
Happens next.
You're listening to...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.